If any spyware is monitoring my WhatsApp chats, it would be very puzzled. My friend M and I often exchange one-word messages, random words that follow no discernible pattern. Bath mat, a flood, hammam. Suspicious as it might seem, these are not code words for nefarious activities. It's just our daily dose of outrage for words not accepted by the New York Times spelling bee word game. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The bee has been around since 2018, but it really took off during the COVID lockdown. I too was one of its pandemic followers, making words and feeling a dopamine rush as I went from level nice to level great was addictive. The rules are simple. There are 7 letters, including one central letter. You try to make as many words as you can of at least 4 letters, always including the central letter. Any letter can be used multiple times. The longer the word, the more the points. A pangram word that uses all the letters at least once delivers an extra boost. If you accumulate enough points, you get the coveted genius badge. It's like a word safari where you try to hunt down every 4-plus-legged word hiding in the jungle of letters. If you get every single word possible, you can humble brag about being a queen bee. Except it's not really every single word possible. As we know, caryatid and hammam and fennec are too exotic. You can complain to their email, Beatrice Busby, and you'll get an autoresponder.
Thanks for solving and taking the time to offer us a word suggestion today. Every spelling bee puzzle is hand-curated to focus on relatively common words, with a couple of tough ones here and there to keep it challenging.
It admits it occasionally might miss a word.
In fairness to our wide-ranging audience, Spelling Bee generally avoids terms that are hyper-specific to any background or professional field.
But one person's hyper-specific is another person's general interest, which always spells trouble. I shot off an email to Beatrice Busby myself the day I discovered the bee did not accept tiffin.
Tiffin. A light midday meal or snack, luncheon.
Millions of school children all over the world carry their lunches or tiffin to school in tiffin boxes. It irked me that the bee was oblivious to tiffin, but okay with mohel.
Mohel. Judaism. The person who performs the circumcision in a Jewish bris.
That felt like willful cultural blindness. I felt foolish arguing with an autoresponder and my message had no effect. Apparently, the 25-year-old puzzle editor, Sam Ezersky, once admitted to missing out on a word that should have been accepted, like clickbait. But tiffin has not been so lucky. Neither has raffia, even though an irate user sent a package of raffia palm fiber to the bemused crossword puzzles editor. There's now a Twitter account called Not a Spelling Bee Word for grumblers like M and me. But in my year-plus relationship with Beatrice, I have slowly come to understand her. She's prudish. No sex, please. No boy toy. No sex toys. No swearing. And politically correct. No racial epithets. No bimbo sexism. Her religion is clear. Bible is okay, but Allah is not. She's mildly woke. Think Antifa or Mahatma, and she considers herself worldly because she's okay with nori and naan and raita. However, no congee? That's criminal erasure in today's world. Nice Day Chinese chef Lucas Sin would surely agree.
Congee is breakfast. Congee is a healing food when you're sick. It's also a healing food when you're young and a healing food when you're a little bit older.
Also, Beatrice is probably white. Tiffin is not allowed, but Hatha, as in Hatha Yoga, is. How much whiter can one get? But the day I don't get roti or raita in the bee, I feel like I'm a bad Indian missing out on the few cultural crumbs Ms. Busby has deemed bee-worthy. I know I want to achieve genius every day. But perhaps it just feels good to complain about something other than mask hygiene and breakthrough infections in these pandemic times. But the real test to see if this bee is keeping up with the buzz of a changing world will be when COVIDiot makes the cut. That already makes the news.
And here's another story of COVIDiots who came together for a pool party.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
We love nouns, that's our sport. We love talcum on our towels.
We love consonants and vowels, and we feel kind of real.
We like spelling. I like spelling too. It's a way to know.